Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season two of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Writer, activist, entertainer, and teacher Maya Angelou was a beloved artist and household name, a rarity for an African-American woman who confronted controversial topics in public. She spoke openly about race, violence, gender, and Black history in her memoirs, poems, and speeches. Angelou is perhaps best known for her 1969 memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, which recounts her childhood in Stamps, Arkansas, and San Francisco. Dealing with themes of racism, identity, and sexual violence, the book won the hearts of literary critics and everyday readers alike and has been reprinted numerous times. Yet it's often banned from schools for its depictions of sexual assault and supposed anti-white messaging. The success of that first memoir spurred Angelou to write six more autobiographical books, in addition to three books of essays, several books of poetry, plus plays, screenplays, and even two cookbooks. She earned dozens of honorary degrees, a Presidential Medal of Freedom, and a legacy that's endured via class curricula, contemporary Black feminist writers, and even internet memes. Angelou's words are so resonant that you can't throw a stone in U.S. media without hitting one of the late author's quotes. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Dr. Linda Wagner Martin, author of the books Maya Angelou, Adventurous Spirit, and The Life of the Author, Maya Angelou. She noted that even Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson quoted Angelou at the White House after her Supreme Court confirmation in 2022. Jackson said, "I am the dream and the hope of the slave," referencing a line in Angelou's poem, Still I Rise. Wagner Martin said, "Maya Angelou reminds us all of our better selves." Today, let's delve deeper into the life of this renowned author using quotes from Maya Angelou herself. We'll start with one that really resonates with me. "Believe people when they tell you who they are. They know themselves better than you." This line appeared in Angelou's sixth memoir, A Song Flung Up to Heaven, which chronicles her life between 1965 and 1968. In context, Angelou was referencing a man named Phil, who told her that he was ornery and a liar when they first met. Weeks later, he purposefully stopped on railroad tracks while Angelou was in his car, taking off just in time to narrowly miss being hit by an approaching train. The incident scared Angelou deeply and convinced her that he was indeed as ornery as he had proclaimed himself. But according to Wagner Martin, this was a lesson that likely reared its head many times over the course of her life, especially given all the jobs Angelou worked to support herself and her son, including fry cook, streetcar conductor, sex worker, and nightclub singer. Wagner Martin said, "People took advantage of her in the usual ways, so she had learned to be suspicious of motives. By the time she became the impressive public speaker that people remember, she had lived through decades of penury, decades of various betrayals. She knew how unkind people could be, but her message in her dynamic lectures remained positive." The quote is sometimes rephrased as, "When people show you who they are, believe them." And Oprah Winfrey added her own twist on this. Winfrey considered Angelou a close friend and mentor. And in a 1997 episode of The Oprah Winfrey Show, Winfrey recalled discussing with Angelou a boyfriend who continuously stood her up. Angelou reminded her of the life lesson and asked her why she didn't get it the first time he showed he was unreliable. So Winfrey said her adjunct to Angelou's quote is, "When people show you who they are, believe them the first time." Next up, let's consider a line from one of Angelou's most popular poems, Still I Rise. It goes, "You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise." Angelou was no stranger to adversity. She didn't speak at all for several years after being sexually assaulted as a child. She was profoundly devastated by the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, as she had worked with King and been friends with Malcolm. And she struggled with romance and money. Yet her story is not mired in tragedy. Before becoming a memoirist, Angelou was a poet. Still I Rise addresses her personal difficulties and the collective hardships of Black people, responding to them with hope and perseverance. In the poem, she acknowledged the hard truths of history while envisioning a bright future. Wagner Martin said, "Her poems, particularly the early ones, grew from songs that she had written while she was a dancer, singer, and actress. Angelou drew from not only American music, but African, from free forms that were universal, and she emphasized the sounds her poems created. In these longer poems, she's speaking for so much human consciousness, such broad sympathy, that her personal words reach into other people's lives, something like an anthem might in a musical program at church." In 1993, Angelou became the second person ever to read a poem at a U.S. presidential inauguration, Bill Clinton's first term. For the occasion, she composed and read On the Pulse of Morning, in which these lines appear. "History, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be unlived, but if faced with courage, need not be lived again." The poem was tuned to the inaugural spirit of national renewal and hope, but it was still completely Angelou. It highlighted themes of unity, optimism, and courage that she often imbued in her literature. While the poem itself wasn't a fan favorite, people praised her performance of the poem and the inspiration it provided. By this time, Angelou was well established as an advocate for social change and a celebrity artist. Her recording of the poem won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word or Non-Musical Album in 1994, and sales of her other works increased in the wake of the inauguration. Then there's this lovely quote. "One must nurture the joy in one's life so that it reaches full bloom." It was recorded in the book Rainbow in the Cloud, The Wisdom and Spirit of Maya Angelou, a tribute collection of Angelou's writing published after her death in 2014. When it came to living a full life, Angelou led by example. In an interview with Angelou, journalist Bill Moyers emphasized that she had done almost anything she wanted to and asked her about the price she'd paid for that freedom. Her response was, "You are only free when you realize you belong no place. You belong every place. No place at all." Wagner Martin said, "To read through Maya Angelou's various poem collections is to see her development not only as a poet, but as a human being." In the above quote, Angelou made it clear that cultivating joy is integral to a person's happiness. She also once said, "Be a rainbow in somebody else's cloud. I've had so many rainbows in my clouds." But she had no problem putting someone out of whatever place she inhabited for making a racist or homophobic joke or comment. In another interview with Winfrey, Angelou said, "I believe that a negative statement is poison. And if you allow it to perch in your house, in your mind, in your life, it can take you over." Wagner Martin said, "She created these maxims or sayings that acknowledged the widely based life she had lived, but she did not dwell on humanity's evils." We'll leave you with one last quote from Angelou. This one actually came from the greeting card line she created with Hallmark, of all things. It goes, "A wise woman wishes to be no one's enemy. A wise woman refuses to be anyone's victim." Today's episode is based on the article, "Five Eloquent and Enduring Maya Angelou Quotes" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Eve's Jeffcoat. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say "Free This Week" into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.